Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. From time to time, even in the best-run offices, one does have to do some work. And to a man like our CO, Lieutenant Commander Stanton, this is a ridiculous situation because it puts a temporary halt to his fishing activities.
Now then, let's see now. Yes, cap properly knotted, tie on straight. Tie creased and trousers polished.
Leslie, just because you're the duty officer this weekend, there's no need to overdo the Sink the Bismarck turnout.
Well, a chap can't help it if he takes his job seriously. I've got to do rounds shortly.
Well, that ought to start something.
Oh, there's nothing to it. All I have to do is to listen to a lot of reports I don't understand, say carry on, and whiz out of the door.
It still sounds too complicated for you.
What do you mean?
Well, you'll probably try to whiz out of the door while it's still shut.
Well, of course I shan't. That's what I did last time. You know, I never make the same mistake twice.
No, not twice. Dozens of times.
Lummy, it's Lieutenant Commander Stanton. Room, shut. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, old fruit. Who's coming?
Well, nobody, sir.
Well, what have you got me standing to attention like this for?
What? No, I didn't mean you, sir. I just brought the room to attention for you, sir, acting as duty officer.
Oh, that's odd. I didn't think I was acting as duty officer. No, I thought you were, old top.
I am, sir.
Well, there's something cockeyed somewhere, then, isn't there? We can't both be duty officer, can we?
Well, no, sir.
You mark my words. Someone's made a mistake here somewhere.
Yeah, it's quite, sir. It's you, sir.
No. It can't be me. I was duty officer last weekend.
No, I meant, sir, that... Cool.
Here, I say, Phillips, old sport.
Yes?
Can I stand easy now? I'm getting cramp in my left ear.
Oh, how nasty. Yeah. Did you want to see number one, sir?
No, thanks. No. He wants to see me, though, I think. Said he's got something he wants me to sign.
Oh, I wonder what that was.
No idea. Bit of paper, probably. Brought me in from a good morning's fishing, too. Oh, really? Maddening, old cockroach is. Maddening.
Mm.
Do you fish at all?
Oh, no, sir. I only eat them with chips.
Eat them? Eat them? You bounder. Fish aren't for eating. They're for fishing. Oh, heaven. No wonder I never catch anything. You've eaten them all.
I'm terribly sorry, sir. I've no idea. You
stand aside, you cannibal. I'm going in to see number one.
But, sir...
You piscatorial poacher.
No, sir, they're not poached. No, sir, fried.
Oh, good gracious, come in, sir.
Oh, sanctuary number one, sanctuary. I've just caught a man eating fish.
Good heavens. How big is it?
No. I mean, I caught a man who was eating fish. Old fish, old sprout, old frog. Now then, number one, you wanted me to sign something, I believe.
Oh, yes, sir. It's only this clearance chit. I'm off this weekend, and I want to take the vacuum cleaner with me.
My word. What a strange chap you are, old fruit. Yeah. Fancy going on a weekend pass with a vacuum cleaner, isn't it?
Yes. Well, if I can explain, sir, friend of mine and his wife have their yacht at Bosham, and I'm going to give him a hand cleaning her up a bit.
What, his wife? Have you gone mad, old sport? You can't go around giving other people's women the once over with a vacuum cleaner. Oh, it's great.
No, I meant I wanted to use it on their yacht, sir.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a relief anyway.
If you just sign this clearance chit, sir, so that I can take it past the dockyard police at Portsmouth.
Yes, certainly. Yes, you are.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Now, without this, the police would be just as likely to run me in for stealing Admiralty property.
Yes.
Particularly if they're having a big clean-up.
Oh, yes. What's the joke, old fruit?
Nothing, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for the chit. Ought to stop them wondering if there's anything fishy going on.
Oh, yeah, fishy, yes. Cracking weeds, that, yes.
What's that, sir?
Going fishing with a vacuum cleaner or what? I wonder why I never thought of that before, you know.
Well, it might help you bag a few.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll borrow it when you get back on Monday. See if I can work something out.
Yeah, by all means, sir.
Yeah, it'll have to wait till then, though. I seem to be duty officer again. That's 2 weeks on the trot, you know. Well, cheerio. Have a good fish, old fish.
What was that? He's dead? No. Well, then what happened, Myrtle? Oh, no. Well, go on. What did he say to that? Myrtle! Well, I mean, there was no need to actually repeat it.
Serves you right for going out with Chief Petty Officer Pertwee at all. I've warned you enough times. It's like spending an evening with an affectionate octopus. Oh, hang on a minute. Come in.
Hello, Edda.
Oh, just a second. I'm on the telephone. Hello. Oh, no, just a visit from an affectionate octopus.
Aye? Here, who's been talking?
Well, of course I'll watch it. I'll ring you again later. Goodbye. Well, sorry about that, Chief. What can I do for you?
Oh, just wondered how Mr. Phillips was.
What do you mean?
Well, he had a bit of an accident whilst he was doing rounds.
An accident?
Yeah. After I'd made my report, he said, "Carry on, Chief." About turned and walked smack into a door.
I knew it. Has he hurt himself?
Well, it's given him a bit of an headache. Yeah, he's bent his peak cap up like a 1929 Norman Wisdom.
Well, this I've got to see.
Oh, my head.
Well, now I've seen it and I still don't believe it.
Well, what's up? It's your battered tit, sir. Yeah, you look as if you've been walking against a very high wind, sir.
What? Here. Where's my peak gone? I've been robbed. Well,
why don't you try it a bit higher, sir? It's got turned up.
What? Oh, I see. Yes. I thought the sun was a bit bright today.
Hello, main office.
It's Commander Burley, Portsmouth. Lieutenant Commander Stanton, number one there?
No, not at the moment, sir. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips is, though.
He would be. Put him on.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hello. Duty Otter. Duff Ossifer Phyllis.
Forget it. I know only too well who it is. I want you to get hold of number one and give him a message.
It's a bit tricky, sir.
Tricky? Why?
Well, he's halfway up a vacuum cleaner. he's gone bosomed on a vacuum cleaner. No, he's taking his friends to the cleaners. No, I mean he's living in a vacuum, sir.
You mean you are? Now, take your time and tell me where he is. It's urgent.
Well, sir, he's with Abel Seaman Johnson in the launch. I imagine he's nearly at Portsmouth by now.
Good. I'll get hold of him here and send him out to meet you.
Meet us, sir, but we're not going anywhere.
Oh, yes, you are. A liner carrying the Emperor of Botaniland has arrived ahead of schedule, so you'll have to act as escort vessel.
What, you mean you want Troutbridge turned out, sir?
I do.
But I'm on my Todd.
And I shall warn all shipping in the area, believe me.
Oh, thank you very much for this. Jolly decent of you. And,
bring Troutbridge to Portsmouth and I'll arrange for number one to come aboard. You'll then make contact with the Empress liner and escort her round the coast and into Southampton. Is that clear?
Oh, absolutely, sir. Absolutely. We pick up number one at Southampton after he's flogged the Emperor vacuum cleaner. we sail to Portsmouth.
That's it. No. Hold on to that. Portsmouth. You sail for Portsmouth. I'll explain the rest to number one. Have you got it? Portsmouth. P-O-R-T-S-M-O.
You know, Chief, I just don't understand this. We've been standing off here for half an hour, but there's still no sign of number one on the launch.
Well, perhaps Commander Povey missed him, sir.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Pertwee. Commander Povey never misses anything.
That's true enough. Yet I wonder where number one's got to, then.
It's odd, isn't it? He ought to have come aboard ages ago.
Yeah. Pum, 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 pum. Yattity, yattity, pum, pum. Living doll. Yum, yum, pum. Pum, pum, diddly, dum, dum. Living, also Mr. Phillips, sir.
Yes, Dolly? I mean... yes, Chief?
You are quite sure Commander Povey said we were to pick number one up at Southampton, aren't you, sir?
Well, of course he did. I remember quite distinctly that he...
Oh.
Chief?
Sir?
Just as a matter of interest, Chief... Which way is Portsmouth?
You know what this is, number one? It's ludicrous, absolutely ludicrous.
The Stradbridge does seem to be rather a long time turning out, I must admit.
Well, perhaps the engine's cold and she won't start, sir.
Johnson, I appreciate that you're trying to help Mr. Phillips out of the muck. But that one's not good enough.
Where are they? I couldn't have been clearer on the phone. Well, a child of three could have understood.
But you were talking to Mr. Phillips, sir.
Yeah, he's a child of two, you see.
Fatso, you are not helping.
What the Emperor is going to think, I cannot imagine. Well, he may well start an international situation.
Well, I suppose we could row round to him and escort him with a dinghy.
I find nothing humorous in the idea of a liner containing a crowned head being escorted by a first lieutenant in a rowing boat.
No, neither do I. I know who'd be doing the flaming rowing.
So what was that?
I'm not sure, but... yes, our wandering boys are home.
Hey, looks as if Mr. Phillips is going to bring her into the harbour, sir.
Yeah, sounds like it, too.
Fool, the stupid, blundering fool! I told him to stand off, Portsmouth, not come in! There's no room!
I gather he's going to make some.
Permission to start repainting the ship, sir?
Oh, grief. He's probably hit the entire home fleet.
Oh, fair, fair, sir. He missed one patrol boat by inches.
I expect he'll get it on the way back.
There he comes. Look at him, grinning like a Cheshire cat.
Hello, sir. I say, we certainly woke that lot up a bit, didn't we? Hmm? Yes. Biff, bang, bash.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes, Basher? Yes, sir?
No, for heaven's sake, get underway or the Empress liner will run out of fuel waiting for you. Now, get aboard and get going.
Aye, aye, sir.
But we've only just got here, sir. I wanted to pop down to the town for a packet of...
Mr. Phillips, get aboard.
Oh, well, if you insist.
Come on, Johnson.
Aye, aye, sir. Oh, the vacuum cleaner, sir. It's still in the lawn.
Oh, really? Never mind the vacuum cleaner. I'll pick it up and you can collect it on the way back.
Yes, you might like to give your office a bit of a going over when you get...
What?
Mr. Phillips!
Yes, perhaps you're right, sir. Going aboard now, sir.
Living doll.
Phillips, do you have to keep blowing that thing?
Well, I think he's hoping for a mating call from the Empress liner.
I just don't understand it, sir. I suppose they must be lost. You know, it's a bad show, that.
Mr. Phillips, sir, I suppose the possibility that we're the ones who are lost hasn't occurred to you?
Well, of course not. How could we be? We've been following the coast all the time.
Yes, we have. Mr. Phillips, we are supposed to be sailing east to meet this liner, aren't we?
Oh, yes, sir. East it is, sir.
Hmm. In that case, why is the coastline starboard?
Well, it's simple, sir. It's been starboard ever since we left Portsmouth, so it's highly likely to,
Yes, it should have been on the port side, sir.
Should it? Are you sure?
Yes, you blithering idiot, it should. We've been sailing west, not east.
Well, it's not my fault, sir. Why the Navy can't have left and right instead of port and starboard, I can't...
Well, it wouldn't help much as far as you're concerned, sir.
Why not, Chief?
Well, which is your left hand?
Well, this one. No, this one. I mean,
That's why not, sir.
We must be halfway up the west coast by now.
Yeah, the scenery's been truly magnificent, sir. Yeah, all those lovely, lovely mountains and all.
Why did you tell me we were passing Wales?
Well, I was enjoying the view.
It was jolly nice. Real bit of old England.
Mr. Phillips, do you think we could possibly turn back, or is Scotland on this conducted tour as well?
Well, so now that we've come this far, we might as well go and see your... Oh. Perhaps not. It's too dark to see anymore, anyway.
Bridge, number one here.
Port lookout here, sir. Land on the port bow, sir.
Sure?
Positive, sir.
It's very odd. Thank you. You seem to have got land on the port side now.
Yeah, it must be Ireland, sir. You better try Cathy on starboard lookout, sir, and see if he's still got a bit of old terra firma to take a butcher's at.
Yes.
Starboard lookout here, sir.
Goldstein, you still got land out there?
The most beautiful land in the universe, sir. There it is, stretched out before me in the moonlight, if there was a moon. The land of my fathers. My mother came from Monmouth, so we're not too sure if she counts as Welsh at all, you see.
Goldstein, shut up!
Oh?
I just want to know if you can see land.
Oh, I can indeed, sir. The most beautiful, unspoiled land ever.
Congratulations, Mr. Phillips. We appear to be in the Irish Sea.
Well, at least we're still afloat, sir. And we know where. Give or take 100 miles.
Yes, if we turn about now, we shall be back in Portsmouth by dawn.
Yeah, lovely, sir. Lovely, lovely. And which of us is going to board the liner and wake up his emperorship with a cup of tea?
Mr. Phillips, I appreciate that returning to Portsmouth via the Hebrides may be the prettier ride, but could we turn back?
Oh, by all means, sir. Stop engines, Chief.
Stop engines! About 8 hours too late it is, sir.
Left hand down a bit. Slow ahead, starboard.
Left hand down a bit. Slow ahead, starboard it is, sir.
Soon have a run now, sir. Easy. Hey, that's funny. There seems to be a...
Everybody down! Blimey, we've hit land, Paul! And off, sir.
Mr. Phillips, what on earth...
But this is ridiculous, sir. I mean, we're beached at both ends.
Yeah. We're properly beached, all right.
But how did it happen? I mean, the Irish Sea must be more than 300 feet wide, surely.
Yeah, I imagine so, sir, yes. Otherwise, it would hardly be worth the ferry boats getting steam up. Or they'd be able to do the return trip on one knob of coal.
Perhaps I should have asked the two lookouts how far off this land was.
Yeah, it might have helped, sir. Well, having a closer butchers, we seem to have been sailing in an oversized ditch.
I can't think where we are.
Nor can I, actually. Oh, I say, so look down there. It's looks like a naval officer on the bank.
Yes, so it does. Give him a shout, Chief.
Ahoy, sir. Ahoy now!
Ahoy there!
Who are you, sir?
I'm the captain, you fool.
Tommy, it's Lieutenant Commander Staunton, sir. What are you doing on land, sir?
I'm recovering, old fruit. I was fishing off the Starn, and when you hit the bank, you chucked me overboard. Gave my napper a nasty crack on this notice board thing, old thing.
Notice board? What's it say, sir?
Well, hang on, where's my glasses? Oh, here they are, on my nose. Now then. My golly, it's an outrage.
What's it say, sir?
No fishing.
Look, does it say where this is, sir?
What? Well, of course it says where it is. the Manchester Ship Canal.
Lummy, how did I do that?
I've no idea, but done it you have this time. We're completely blocking the canal.
Oh, I expect they'll soon send someone along to pull us off, sir.
What was that? Sounded suspiciously familiar.
Just a tugboat, sir. Could be any... Oh, well! Oh, I say, fancy that, sir.
I knew it. It's your Uncle Ebenezer.
Well, so it is, sir. Watch her now, Kitty! How's this for the old jackpot, then?
There's no need for him to revel in it.
Beg pardon, Mr. Murray, sir, but as Nunky happens to have followed us quite by chance and as a pure blind coincidence, sir, shall I ask him to come aboard and arrange to, you know, to pull us off, sir?
Well, Chief, whenever Nunky follows us about quite by chance and as a pure blind coincidence, he always does pull us off from somewhere, so why not this time?
Yeah, why not indeed, sir? All right, Nunky, we surrender. Come aboard, you old barge shifter. We'll get out of the road as soon as we can.
Yes, come on, Nunky. There's shipping piled up either side of us for miles.
Let them wait. Now it's daylight and I can see what you've done. It's a lot trickier pulling you off than I thought.
Ah, and therefore more expensive, no doubt.
Oh, bound to be, yes. Of course, if I'd been upriver of you instead of downriver, I could have pushed and saved you a bob or two, but as it is...
Well, in that case, we needn't bother you because there is another tug upriver of us, so we can let them do it.
What? Another tug? Here, let's see. Oi! Get out of it! I saw them first! Get out of it yourself! This is our job! Get clear off, you thieving poachers! What are you talking about? We're from Canal Company!
Gentlemen, please!
I don't care if you're from Davy Jones himself. This is my job! It's not, you know. Only official tugs can operate in canal. Yeah, we'll soon see about that. I've got me orders on her. So have we, Tom. I must get aboard me tank.
But it's not yours.
You'll never stop Nunky now, sir. This is war.
Blimey, we're no man's land.
Nunky's taking the strain, sir.
Yeah, so the other lot, this side.
We're beginning to move.
Stan's coming round, sir. Now it's going back again.
This is ridiculous. Cut Nunky's hawser, Chief, quick.
I'd rather not. So look, there's been enough trouble in the family lately to do anything like this.
Cut that confounded hawser, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir. Cut the starboard hawser, sir.
Cut the starboard hawser, it is.
Lummy, down came Nunky, tugboat and all.
No, Mr. Phillips, not Nunky. You ordered the wrong hawser to be cut, Chief. The Manchester Ship Canal Company seemed to have a tug returning to base at a fine old turn of speed.
Well, sir. Yes, I saw you fancy that, sir. Yes. I wondered how I made a mistake like that. Ooh, must have been in the heat of the moment, sir. A slight slip in a second of panic for which I...
Oh, I'm sure it was. Never mind, at least Nunky's getting us round, and we may get home eventually.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it? You're from the wireless room, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Urgent signal from Commander Povey, Portsmouth.
You didn't acknowledge receiving it, I trust.
No, yet, sir, no. Not until you've read it and seen whether you want to receive it, sir.
Good man. Oh-ho. Oh-ho, I say. Look at this.
What's that, sir? From Commander Povey to blah, blah, blah. Return at full speed wherever you are, and being held under open arrest by dockyard police for possessing Admiralty's vacuum cleaner without clearance check.
Oh, what a shame. Here, you see, you must still have the chit on you, sir.
Yes. I wonder if we can get back before the case comes up.
Yes. Even now, our starn's round. We shall still have to go back down the canal starn first. And we can't hurry that, can we?
Oh, no. Very in advance of Bibber Bubble, sir. Very in advance of Bibber Bubble. Nunkies, release the oars, sir.
Very slow starn together, Chief.
Very slow starn together it is, sir.
Wait for me, old brute.
Well, who was it? Good gracious, it's the captain running along the bank.
Hey, come back. Wait, pull in and let me get on, for pity's sake.
Sir, look, he's being chased.
What?
Lummy, they're gamekeepers. He must have been fishing.
Stop, number one. They're after me. Let me get aboard. Keep up, you murderers.
Stop engines, Chief, before they get his starn with both barrels.
Oh, sir.
Oh, I'm nearly done. Wait.
Keep going, sir. We'll pick you up at the next request stop.
Stop that at once. Stop it, I say. I'm out of season. Camarade. Oh, keep going, legs. Help. Help.
That was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Lieutenant Commander Stanton was Ronnie Barker, Heather was Heather Chasen, Nunky was Tenniel Evans, and the Northern Tugman was played by Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnson. We'll be right back.